greatest gift I give to myself is to be interested in me. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Illumination. The greatest gift I give to myself is to be interested in me. How wonderful it is to be interested in something, anything. For whatever we are interested in, something wonderful happens to us. Whatever we are interested in, something magic takes place in our life. And because something magic takes place in our life, it is a wonderful and a glorious experience. Now, are you ready to have and give to yourself the greatest gift you can give to yourself? The greatest gift you can give to yourself, are you ready? Do you really know that that is important? Do you really know that that's something wonderful, that that's something fantastic? How many people are willing to go into the bathroom in the morning and shave or brush their teeth or wash their face or take a shower in preparation for the day? And they come out of the bathroom and their hair is combed and they look just glorious. They smell just glorious. They are just wonderful. And they go into their room and they choose their clothing. They choose something that sort of represents how they feel. They choose some clothing that represents that they feel that they are a wonderful person. They are a fantastic person. They are a joyous person. They are filled with peace and love and goodness. And they say, the greatest gift I can give to myself is to be interested in me. Well, my morning bath, my morning toilet is being interested in me. My morning choice of clothing that I'm going to wear is being interested in me. My morning choice of a breakfast that I'm going to have is interested in me. I eat a lovely breakfast. I delight in eating a lovely breakfast surrounded by beautiful people. My breakfast is one of the happy meals of my day. And every meal I have is a happy meal, but my breakfast is a very happy meal of my day. And because it's such a happy meal, and because it's such a fantastic experience for me, I choose to eat beautiful and wonderfully and well. I set a whole array of wonderful things out on the table for me. And as I set them out on the table for me, I say, this is something that I love. This is something good for me. This is something that tastes good. This is something that puts my balance in, my diet in balance. If I eat nothing else the entire day, I have eaten the balanced total food for the day at breakfast. I have a couple of eggs. I have a piece of toast. I have some fruit, sometimes two and three fruits. And then I have all sorts of good things, a cup of coffee. And when I'm done with my breakfast, you say, my goodness, that's a monumental breakfast. No, when I'm done with my breakfast, I have given the greatest gift I can give is to be interested in me. I am interested in how I feel. When I get up from the table after I've said my table blessing and had my wonderful meal, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love. I am really ready for a beautiful day. I feel filled with energy, filled with vigor, filled with all the happiness I can imagine in I could be filled with because I am interested in me. I've given myself the greatest gift that I could ever give to myself, being interested in me. So, do I leave the house before I bless it? Or do I say, I surround this house with my pure white light of love. All its ways are peace and all its paths are pleasant. It's my house. I'm interested in me. I'm interested in the house that I live in. And I surround it with my pure white light of love. And I say, all its ways are peace and all its paths are pleasantness. And I say, my house is beautiful and fantastic and glorious and perfect in every way. And even to the point of saying, no dust, but I don't say no to anything. But I say, it is a beautiful home. surrounded with my pure white light of love, and it is so wonderful, so glorious, so fantastic. And as I walk out the front door, I say, "Bless you, world. I surround you with my pure white light of love, and all your ways are peace, and all your paths are pleasantness." And the sun sparkles and shines. The day is bright and cheery. Everyone that I meet says, "Good morning, Herb. How are you this wonderful day? You look great." And I say, "Yes, I feel great. And thank you for being interested in me. You give me the greatest gift that I can give to myself and the greatest gift I can give to you. I think you're fantastic. Thank you, thank you, thank you." And they look at me, startled for a minute, but they're used to me because this happens often. Whenever they greet me, I greet them with absolute love, with absolute joy, with absolute feeling of blessedness toward them, my creation. So, I go through my day, and in my day I say, the greatest gift I give to myself is to be interested in me. So I'm interested that every step I take, my body says to me, "I am whole and perfect. I am whole and perfect. I like me, I like me, I like me. I like me, I like me, I like me." And then my body says to me, "Ha ha, so you like me. Okay, that's great. If you say I like me, we will like ourselves. Every cell of the body will like itself. Whatever you tell us, that we will do. Whatever you say to us, that we will do." And I feel just so great. I'm bursting with joy. I'm bursting with happiness. I'm bursting with the feeling of everything is in divine order. And it is. The greatest gift I give to myself is to be interested in me. So I say, all the people I meet today are a joy. All the circumstances that I have today are a joy. Everything is in divine order. Everything is in pure white light of beauty and goodness. Yes, everything is magical. Everything is outstanding. Everything is great. Now, I don't have to do this. This is just part of my routine. This is just part of my fact. The fact is, I do like myself. I do have an interest in myself. I do give myself gifts all the time. I give myself a gift of a lovely smile. I smile at me. I smile at my world, but I smile at me. I say, "Herb, you're wonderful." I look at myself and I say, "Wow, what a great body you have. Wow, you're fantastic. Every organ, action, function, your body is perfect. Did you know that, Herb?" And I said, "Yes, I did know that." And I just have a great talk with myself. And I say, "I am ideal wholeness right now. I am ideal wholeness in every aspect of my body, in every aspect of my beingness. In whatever I do, I am ideal wholeness. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I'm fantastic. I'm glorious. I'm wonderful. I am giving the greatest gift I can, being interested in myself." Now, you say, "Well, bully for you and good for you. Well, what about the rest of us? What about the rest of you? I created you. I created you, the most beautiful people in the world, and you're my friends. You're my creation. You're my joy. You're my harmony. You're my goodness. You're my allness. You are all that matters. You're all that makes any difference to me and to my world. I give the greatest gift to myself, being interested in me." So, as I am going through my day, I take a moment here and there and I say, "I have perfect feet. I have perfect eyes. I have perfect ears. I have a perfect nose. I have a perfect digestive system. I have," and I don't have to say that. I'm just sort of reminding myself, giving myself a gift again and again and again of being interested in me. And as I'm being interested in me, myself loves being interested. When you pet your puppy, he just snuggles up for more. When you give your hug to your wife or your husband or your children or your family or your friends, and you hug them and you say, "You're wonderful," they say, "Thank you. Say it again, Sam. Say it again. You're wonderful. You're wonderful." And, well, what do you think when you say it to yourself? When I say it to myself, I say, "Herb, you're wonderful." And oh, I just tingle all over, goosebumps all over me. I just come alive and, hey, you're right, you're right. I am wonderful. Yes, you're right. Uh-huh. The greatest gift I can give to myself is to be interested in me, to respect me, to love me, to see me as fantastic, to see me as the greatest thing that ever came into the universe, because I am my own creator. I am my own self. I constantly give gifts to myself, showing how wonderfully I am interested in myself. You bring a gift to another, it shows you're interested in them. Well, give a gift to yourself. Show yourself that you're interested in yourself. Polish your shoes specially. Wash off any dust. Shake off any dust. Put on fresh clothes. Do everything to show the world that you think you've got a wonderful body, and you decorate that body in the most fantastic way. And the best way you decorate that body is by telling the body you love it. By telling the body that you are interested in that body. Yes, that's what I say to my body. And my body responds back to me and says, hey, I couldn't be loved by a more fantastic being. And we are a good team, Herb. You and I were a good team. Well, I know that I'm not a team with anybody. I am the founding principle. I am the cause and the effect. I put the cause in motion, and my body is one of the effects of the causes I put in motion. Because I am interested in me, I give the greatest gift I can possibly give to myself, that of being interested in me. Know this for yourself now. Know this as you enjoy yourself, as you delight in yourself, as you feel that all is fantastic in your world. This is your illumination. The greatest gift I give to myself is to be interested in me. The greatest gift I can give to myself is to be interested in me. And I sing this lullaby to my heart, to my soul, and to my being every moment of my life. And as I sing it in my heart, my soul, and my being every moment of my life, I feel fantastic. I feel glorious. I feel wonderful. And that is what I am, who I am, and where I am. Have a great, wonderful day telling yourself how interested you are in yourself, like I tell myself how interested I am in myself. And myself says back to me, thank you, 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 thank you.